Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to, I see this company on my credit card statement. I'm trying to see where is this, what is this for?
Okay, well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center, but we have more than 200 companies.
Your phone breaking up. I can't hear anything you're saying.
I think it's on your side, ma'am. Your phone sounds horrible.
Now, what were you saying?
I stated I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we assist with more than 300 companies or more than 300 lines.
So how can I know, how can I find out who is this?
I have to locate an account before I'm able to assist you with anything. I'm asking for your zip code, please.
You asking for my what?
I'm asking for your zip code, your postal code.
My zip code is 330. Cut that TV down.
33033. 33033, thank you. Give me one moment.
Okay.
And what is your first and last name, please?
My first name is Janice. My last name is Saunders.
What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
1518 East Mowry Drive, apartment 201, Homestead, Florida, 33033.
Thank you for that. Give me one moment.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I see your order was in on June 23rd for $5.75 for a KitchenAid. Do you not recall placing that order?
A KitchenAid? Yeah,
yes,
but I ain't never get it.
Well, when you placed that order, you never received it because you didn't put your apartment number on there. But the item shows it was shipped out. When the order was done, I understand.
Huh?
I understand that you're saying that you never received it because your apartment number, you didn't place that online when you did the order.
So why would they charge me another $56? What
because that's
for?
A membership for.
I don't want to be
you
a
place the order. When you place the order on June 23rd, you are in trial basically calling it canceled. If you don't call any cancel, then you get billed the membership cost of $56.95 for $125 voucher that you can spend in our stores. And that was sent out to your email.
I probably deleted because I didn't realize what it was. But it don't tell you that when you're trying to order that thing $5 and something. It do not. I didn't see on there where it said I was a member or something. I can't afford to be a member.
They just see in the terms of policies. If you don't want to continue, we go ahead and cancel your account. And as a customer courtesy, I can apply 35% refund and reship out the KitchenAid that you're saying that you never received.
Yeah, you could cancel that, and so now I won't get, I haven't paid for it, so I won't get the KitchenAid.
I'm offering you to reship out the item and applying
the
35% refund of the $56.95.
Well, no, just forget it, because I bought one already, so no, I don't need it.
I'll go ahead and cancel the account, apply that 35% refund. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled.
How much would that be?
The 35% refund of the $56.95. Give me one moment. I'll be $19.93.
Dog, they just done took all my money. That's a robbery. That's not right.
And I do apologize that you feel that way, ma'am, but when you place these orders, you do have to agree that you're 18 years
old.
But
if they're going to take that much from me and just give me $19, I might as well take the KitchenAid.
You're not getting billed, though, for the KitchenAid. You're getting billed for the $125 vouch. It's like a gift card that gets sent out to you for $56.95. You're paying $56.95 for a gift card that's $125 so you can spend in our stores.
So ain't no way I could get majority of
the most that I can apply is a 50% refund.
Okay, I take that, miss.
The 50% refund?
One time before, I know not to stop, don't order nothing online, okay?
The 50% refund is $28.48. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your
28,
account is
you say $28.48?
$28.48, yes, ma'am.
So what happened with the $5.74?
I could reship you out the KitchenAid. That is the only thing that I could do. Automatically, okay. All the charges are valid.
All right, well, go ahead and ship me that.
What is the apartment number one more time, please, so I could place this on here?
201.
Apartment number 201?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll reship it out to you. You'll receive email stating that your account was canceled. Do you want to write your cancellation number down?
Yes, please.
It'll be the letter C as in Charlie, 1-6-6-0-2-4-2-6-4.
Hold on. C as in cat, 1-6-0-2. What was the other number?
1-6-6-0-2-2-6-4.
2-6-4. C as in Charlie, 1-6-0-2-6-4.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, ma'am.